Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Brooklyn rap legend Fabolous has reportedly been arrested for domestic violence. Now, this just happened last night after allegedly assaulting his girlfriend, Emily B. TMZ says sources close to the situation said Fab turned himself in to Englewood, New Jersey police and was accompanied by his lawyer. Now, he did not spend the night in jail, but instead was cited for the incident and apparently released with a ticket to appear in court. Stay tuned. This story is still developing. And it's the Final Four weekend, and if you're wondering why balling is so revered, here's a story for you. For years, the Jordan brand has been selling pieces of nostalgia in the form of his performance sneakers worn by everybody in the NBA, including Michael himself. Well, it turned out to be quite a booming business for both Mike and Nike. But his original 2006 investment in the Charlotte Bobcats has officially made him one of the richest retired professional athletes of all time. Yep, you know, back in 2006, the Jumpman decided to invest in the franchise, and then in 2010, he put another $175 million into the franchise, making him 90% owner of the North Carolina-based organization. Well, today, with Jordan becoming a major sponsor in the collegiate sports and the rebranded Bobcats becoming the Hornets once again, Jordan's net worth has now jumped a whopping $350 million in a single year, making him worth a total of, are you ready for it? $1.65 billion with a B. And now that means he is the 1,477th wealthiest person on the planet. And in fact, here in the United States, he tops out at 455 on the Forbes list. Well, congratulations, Michael, on the glow up, MJ23. And of course, Easter is almost here. And who would have ever thought 20 years ago that Snoop Dogg would be releasing a gospel album? In fact, 20 years ago, many people thought Snoop wouldn't even be alive now. But hey, he is, and he has shown progress. In fact, Snoop Dogg is sitting atop Billboard's gospel charts with his latest album entitled Bible of Love. It debuted at number one, and according to Nielsen, he moved 5,000 equivalent album units in 1 week. Now, you know, he's got some fabulous folks on there. He is featuring Ty Tribbett. He's also featuring Faith Evans and, of course, the legendary Rance Allen. Well, Bible of Love is Snoop's 25th entry on the charts. He's, you know, been putting in a lot of work lately. He also has a number one reggae album, Reincarnated, to go along with his chart-topping gospel album. You know what? Maybe all that gin and juice wasn't so bad after all. Congratulations to Snoop and happy Easter to everybody. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.